Ah, racist Xboxes. You'd think the black console wouldn't be racist.
I know. Well, it's just, it was watching Django a lot, so.
Is that what, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good.
It was wondering why I was going upstairs.
Their time! Up there! Down here is our time! It's our time down here!
You say that I'm eccentric, but it's really kinda cool with me. The evening is electric, so let's play it for eternity!
This is our time to light up the sky! Dancing with the devil, cause it keeps me alive!
Hold your breath, cause we're coming to your town! Never see the sun, cause we're rolling it down!
What's up, guys? It's the Left for Ted podcast.
Yo.
Hey, how's it going?
Yo.
This is filmed in front of a live studio audience, ladies and gentlemen.
I just realized John hasn't been here since we started using the board a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so this is going to be a treat for you.
Oh, this is.
Yeah, awesome. Whenever there's something that we don't like, you're going to start hearing...
Hadouken! What if we become Shock Jock Radio? Nah, this is awesome.
So,
all I need is the miso horny sound effect and everything. We're good. Oh, please tell me you got it.
I
don't remember you having that.
That'd be awesome if you did.
I might.
More awkward silence.
Yeah, just more. Yeah, more. We were actually talking about this before. Yeah, awkward silence.
We were, and we just created it.
Yeah.
Again.
We didn't even mean to.
We didn't anticipate.
Self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yep.
Yes. So is the world.
I don't have me so horny. I thought I did.
Get over it.
Sorry.
No, I don't. Do you at least have the fart sound effect?
Yeah, I do have a fart sound effect.
I think you used that one, too.
No, I have.
Yeah. Pretty sure.
Which one is it? Is it a wet one, or is it like an epic one?
Wow, we don't...
Wait, explain an epic one. Okay, I'm assuming that's the epic one.
No, it's
just regular. That's just regular.
I don't know. I can't explain that epic one. You just know when it comes. It's like the perfect storm of farting, dude.
Got it.
It's probably like the right combination of eating and just like the right smell. It has to like clear out a room, but it has to be loud and prominent, too.
That is simplicity.
For all your farting needs, guys, I'll be here all day.
The best part about that is that...
The details. It's so implicit.
Well, we're changing format. This is going to be the last What Did You Do that we're going to have. Because we're going to start with a new format of you guys, the listeners, asking us questions, and we answer the questions. Or we come up with a topic if we don't have any questions at the beginning of the show. This week is fun. We've got a question and a topic. So,
somebody actually gave us a question?
Yeah.
Oh, is this the first one back?
This is a question that you're perfect for, John.
Oh, nice.
So, let's start off with,
what type of erections? Guys, I know all types of them.
No, it's not a question like that, but, it's kind of, somebody's asking for help with something. So,
is it Little Kim with her career?
No, it's not Little Kim with her career.
Yeah.
It's Fabulous wanting to know if he can get his money back.
No.
A lot of off-air talk going around here.
He can make it up. Get out of here.
I'd be surprised if he didn't already.
And with Little Kim, my advice to you is just stop.
So
you're never recapturing it. This isn't 1996 anymore.
The good old days, you know?
Alright, guys, so this is actually, this question,
Big East coattails.
This question for help is from Stacy, who lives in Ansonia. She's asked us for help.
Damn it, Stacy from Kohl's, what can I help you with?
Not that Stacy. She's asked for help. She is doing a cosplay death battle, and she needs, and this is where your skills come in, she needs a 3-4 sentence promo about Zero Suit Samus wrestling style promo.
A wrestling style. Wait, Zero Suit. So she's Zero Suit Samus.
Yes.
All right. This is good. All right. So I have to. Who is she fighting? I need.
She just has to rile up the crowd. She doesn't know who she's fighting yet.
Oh, so this it's is called like Deathmatch. A promotional, like.
Yeah, so she's got to talk up herself.
I'm assuming the title is hyperbole.
Well, it's not that hard for a promo. You just basically got to promote yourself and the event. You just got to go and be like, hey, listen, so-and-so, I'm going to fight. It's like, I'm so-and-so, and I'm going to beat what's-his-face's ass, or I'm going to beat what's-her-face's ass. It shouldn't even be that hard. You just got to... My best bet to you is... Type in Macho Man on drugs. That's probably one of the promos. That's all. Go on YouTube, type in Macho Man on drugs, or go on a promo, type most insane promo ever. That's Macho Man Randy Savage, Zeus, and Sensational Sherry. That is the best, like, 5 minutes I think anyone could say. It's all, it's out there. I mean,
just take whatever he says and plug yourself into it.
Yeah. Like, you don't even need the,
Well, I think she should do a rap.
Just get up there.
I'm Zero Suit Samus. Remember the name. Once I get started, you'll be sorry I came. I'll take you out. It'll be so insane. If you don't believe me, ask Mother Brain.
You could do that, or you could do...
You will get booed if you do that. Do not listen to that.
Go ahead. There's different types of promos. You could do the rap, like the rap, like you said, or you could do the Jake the Snake Roberts, which it's very, Jake was very cold, sincere, but you knew what he was talking about. He wasn't like coked out like, ooh, yeah, or let me tell you something, brother. Or if you want to go full retard, just do the Ultimate Warrior promo. Just say any shit that comes to your mind. It's like, Mother Brain coming at you, then when the gods come down, you'll know that Samus is here. And then everyone's like, I have no idea what she's talking about, but I'm fucking going with it. Just like,
and they'll be like,
yeah, just yell and scream. Just say random shit like, the gods vested in me from the powers, give me with the Zero Suit, and when God and Brimstone come raining down, and Mother Brain and all her liquid powers, you'll know I mean justice. And everyone's like, fuck yeah, that sounds awesome. Just be like, you know, go all out. Like, that get me riled up. Like, fuck yeah, Brimstone and Justice. I have no idea what the fuck that means, but
yeah, there's many ways to approach it.
Just go full retard if they can,
if necessary. Yeah, whichever way you choose.
That's actually the best. Have to play over it as she comes out.
Yeah. What she should do is just have like Metroid Techno play as she's coming out. And just pose. Everyone just loves female cosplayers anyway. They don't have to say shit.
Just be like, boobies! And everyone's like, yeah! But, you know.
Or puppies. There you go. Use the
puppies!
King.
Puppies!
You know, the cosplayers are a very, you know, predictable bunch. They go for boobies and ass, so, you know.
Yeah, let's face it, you know. Chun-Li's costume every time has cleavage in it when Chun-Li never shows cleavage in any fucking video game.
Or even better, you know, you have the people who, when Chun-Li tries to do the up kick, you see the little glimpse of, like, that somebody tries to pause. Oh, I think I saw underwear. Is that underwear? Oh, no, never mind.
Oh, you mean that spinning bird kick?
Yeah. Some people trying to pause.
Ooh, Lacey. All right.
But I'd say take it with Ryan's laughter. Definitely go with the Ultimate Promo, Ultimate Warrior. But my things for you is type in Macho Man on drugs. Most insane promo ever. Another one, type in any Jake the Snake Roberts promo if you want one that's like very concise, like if you want the different type of promo, not the Hulk Hogan Macho Man promo, the one that's very sincere or very cold, calculated, and you understand everything that's coming out of his mouth. And the thing is, he's not like he's on drugs at all. Well, he was on drugs, which is even more ironic, but it makes sense that he makes it relatable for everybody, you know, like, it could be the most stupid person, most smart person in the world, he makes it relatable for anybody. Or, like I said, if you just want to go full retard, type in Ultimate Warriors promo to WrestleMania 6.
Or go cocky, be Mr. Perfect.
Oh, Mr. Perfect, too, or that's the one, too, be any Rock promo, type in any Rock promo from, like, 1998 to, like...
Oh, God. One of my favorite Rock promos, just, like... So let me tell you something, brother. Wait, that's not me.
I'm the best there is, best there was. Oh, wait, that's not me. To be the man, you gotta, oh, wait, that's not me. He just typed in any
risk. Then he just goes, woo! Oh, wait.
That's not me either.
Okay.
What a... No, that's not me either.
So let's go to the topic.
That's full drugs. If you want to the... Sorry, if you want to the Legion of Doom, Doom promo. You know how they always start the... tell them, Hawk! Well! Can you imagine if they came out one day like, yeah, Paul Hellering, we got a special announcement from the Legion of Doom. That's right, we're gay! Tell them, Hawk, well, we're gay! What are you gonna do about it? Hawk's... These big steroided guys, I wouldn't mess with them. Like, alright, they can be gay all they want, I won't
Hawk's
talk.
Hawk's dead.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, wouldn't it be funny if they...
Well, when
tell them, Hawk! Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Tell them,
Oops. Indeed. All right, so the topic.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Or do you want to go for the tasteless...
I missed that one.
Oh, God.
Or Stacy from It's Only, if you want to go for the tasteless racist joke, type in any Kai and Tai promo from 2000 when they tried... 2001 when they did the whole dubbed thing with their mouth moving.
Indeed.
Indeed.
All right. Ironically enough, Taka spoke perfect English.
He did. I don't understand why they had to go through all that.
Alright, so, the topic. Can anyone do a good, what's his name? Samuel L. Jackson impersonation?
I could try. Well, what am I shooting for here?
Why?
Motherfucker.
Where? I can't wait to hear this.
Alright. Just add in motherfucker after the, after the comma.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Ryan, you don't even want to try on this one?
I'm
sitting down.
Ryan, you're half black. You can do this, right?
Oscars! Did you see them, motherfucker? No, it's Oscars! Did you see them, motherfucker? Yeah, Pulp Fiction, never mind.
I give him credit.
I give him credit.
He's black. He has credibility, that one.
I can't, I'm not...
See, I'm a Capricorn, and the quote that you're getting at...
I'm a Capricorn too, motherfucker.
No. It would have to be Oscars, motherfucker. Did you see them?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oscars, motherfucker. Did you see them?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You've seen Pulp Fiction.
I know.
Ted, dude, do you want to do it in
your... Oscars, own? Motherfucker, did you see... Nah, I wasn't. My heart wasn't in that.
Ted, do you want to do it in your own Al Pacino voice?
I can't do Al Pacino. That's Ryan.
Al Pacino for Ryan.
Oh, Ryan, do it in your Al Pacino voice.
What?
Oscars, they've got a great ass.
I could do more than Freeman.
The Oscars, did you see them?
That was actually pretty good.
I think we should do it in the Pacino voice, Ryan. That is the best Pacino voice I've seen.
That was good. That was good.
I love how Ryan can do like. I love how Ryan can do grown-up voices. I've got, like, Kermit the Frog and Elmo.
The great ass one is great, though, too.
All right, did anyone see the Oscars?
No.
No.
Unfortunately, I missed them.
No one saw, what's his name? Oh, no. I do have a grown-up voice. Like, it's so weird. I, like, totally fucked up a name. It's so weird. So weird. Like, it was supposed to be Idina Menzel.
It started at 8:30 on a Sunday, so I watched 30 minutes, and then that was it.
Yeah.
All I could do is my whole token.
So what did he call her?
He didn't say her whole name. Adeli Naseem.
I thought he, like, stopped.
Instead of Idina Menzel, yeah. He called her Adeli Denzine or something like that.
It sounded like he was trying to say the name, and then he just like stopped himself from like fucking it up. But he fucked it up already.
No, he just 2-footed in.
Nah, it's so weird, so weird. I'm gonna be introducing the girl who's gonna be singing "Let It Go" from that movie Frozen, and Mr. Carter, you gotta listen to this. It's a deli, Denzim, Washington.
It was bad.
Yeah, you fucked it up.
You fucked it up, man.
It was hilarious. I actually DVR'd the Oscars.
Oh.
And then forgot that I should probably have DVR'd everything after the Oscars, because the Oscars never go the 2.5 hours that they're supposed to go.
Yeah. So just like the fucking Amazing Race.
Yeah.
I just, from what I hear, everybody's in, like, fanboy outrage that Leo DiCaprio didn't win one.
Oh, fuck Leo. Wait, oh, no,
hey,
no.
Hey, if fuck you. He has never been in a bad movie.
What?
Well,
I'm pretty sure I can figure out a bad movie that he's been in. Did Growing Pains ever have a movie?
Growing Pains?
The Beach?
Oh, The Beach! That doesn't count. No one, nobody recognizes that as that movie.
All I can find
is a movie in theaters. It fucking counts.
All I remember.
I forgot about that. I really did.
From that movie is when they like exile him from the group, so he's going all crazy. So like he pretends that he's in a video game, and it has like the
yes!
video. And
that was like the one scene that I liked.
Oh crap! I do remember this.
And all I remember,
he's just like tripping balls, like thinking he's in Mario.
Yeah, and I remember the part where like the other people find the drug thing, and so probably the part where I'm like, "No, Leo, what are you doing?" He cuts off the girl before she gets shy. Goes, and I'm like, "What? What the hell? Did you hiss at her, dude?" Or it did something to that. I'm like, oh, that was a terrible movie. Okay. Thanks, Ryan, for bringing that shit up.
I completely forgot about that.
I aim to please.
I think I've erased that movie from...
I hated Leo DiCaprio with a passion. Part of it was Titanic. Nothing against Titanic. The school I went to, it was like a thing. The girls were going like 9-10 times. And I'm just like, the boat's gonna fucking sink. You know how it ends. And they were like, yeah, but Leo... So I got tired of hearing his name, and then The Beach came out, and I was like, you know what? Fuck Leo DiCaprio. Well,
here's another movie I didn't like.
But then The Departed came out, and I completely went gay for the guy.
Yeah, The Departed was awesome.
I think
every
guy...
That movie was amazing.
Yeah, that movie is amazing.
You know what's funny? Here's another movie. I didn't like it. I think some other people like it, but I never got Man in the Iron Mask.
Oh, that's another one that...
The Man in the Iron
yeah,
Mask.
That was,
yeah, that one
I didn't mind it.
That
was whatever.
Sucked.
How about The Aviator? Anybody else want
to? Oh, you know, I love that movie.
Yeah.
I just don't call it The Aviator. I call it Ambien.
Yeah.
I call it The Wind Rises.
I've never watched that fucking movie.
I never
and
watched
not
it.
Fallen asleep during it.
I stand corrected.
Was someone talking about The Wind Rises?
Actually, I stand corrected because I'm lazy. There we go.
No, seriously, That's let me bring story. That up, because we are going to get into what we did. Ryan and I went to go see The Wind Rises. Ryan and I both fell asleep in the middle of the movie.
I did not fall asleep.
Yes, you did.
No,
I didn't.
We closed our eyes for an extended period of time.
Contemplating the metaphysical imagery.
Ryan, it's okay. I fell asleep through a movie. Remember The Village?
That's forgivable.
Yeah. And I remember watching it, and... halfway through, I just remember passing out, and then I remember waking up, and what's his face, Brody, what the hell's his name? He plays the mentally,
oh, yeah, Adrian.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Brody.
Adrian, not Adam.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah, all I remember Adrian. Is Adrian Brody in the monster costume, wake up halfway through, I'm like, wait a minute, what the fuck is going on? I'm like, what, he's the monster? What? I thought he was retarded in this movie. What?
We have to get back to the Oscars, because, that was the one thing. I know that if you guys listened to last week, Ryan and I were kind of fanboying over one actress who didn't fucking win.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so you were being a little pissy boys.
Yeah, about Sandra Bullock not winning. If you saw Gravity, you did see Gravity.
I did see Gravity.
Yeah, Gravity should have fucking won.
Yeah.
There's never been a movie that just stars like 1 to 3 actors that is that fucking good. Just on the soul of that one, you know... that one actor.
On the flip side, I did kind of call it where I was like, my favorite is Gravity, but I could kind of see 12 Years a Slave winning.
Oh, yeah. Well, come on.
No, listen, they're trying to make up for all their racism that they have.
That was the thing. Ellen called it in the beginning of the fucking show. She goes, so 12 Years a Slave is nominated, and if it doesn't win, you're all racist.
There you go.
Did they do a thing, though, like where... I always feel like Oscars sometimes do it just to troll people at the same time, where everybody's like, get a popular movie, like, it should win, it should win, it should win, and then, or like, everyone's like, oh, it's a good movie, everyone like kind of hypes up movie, like, how like Life of Pi kind of didn't win, or some like Argo kind of beat Life of Pi, and then everybody's outraged, what, that should have won, it was like their way of trolling, like, eh, fuck what you guys want, we're voting for what we want.
I actually had a conversation with someone who was super pissed that Frozen won over The Wind Rises. And so, of course, I was kind of like, well...
Wait, Ryan. I stand by my... It should have had sound editing. It should have gotten the sound editing and sound mixing over Gravity.
Well, I'm not sure if you're joking or not. But,
yeah, I'm joking. I'm totally joking. Like, every time there's a freaking, like... airplane.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys heard about this?
In the dream
sequence. This is airplanes in that movie. When there's a train, it's literally like...
Are you serious?
Like, people, yeah. Humans were making the sound effects. It was really... Like, 30 minutes in the movie, I'm like, am I going insane? What is... Guys,
what is going
once
on?
Once they start with...
Over and I'm like, are you hearing this?
Well, once they start going with the jets, it was even worse. They're just like...
Now, what about just like every time there was an earthquake or an explosion and they would just have that weird little sound?
Well, it could have been worse, man. Thank God no one's firing a gun. You hear pew, 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 pew. Like, what?
Like, pew, pew, pew.
I'm sure Die Hard, like, if Stacey hears this...
Unless
I'm
you
sure want to
go Bill O'Reilly. Beep up.
Personally.
Probably.
Like, Die Hard Miyazaki fans in general, I think, are... I think it may be because it's his last one. There's some rose-tinted glasses. That's just my analysis.
Well Stacey is going to hear this for the first part.
But I kind of feel like... It was the audio equivalent of watching House of the Dead when just randomly it would turn into footage from the video game House of the Dead, and you're like, oh, this is where they ran out of money.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
I don't get it, though, why people, you know, complain, like fanboy from certain movies. I mean, like, back in the day, I had no outrage when Pokemon the Movie 2000 didn't win the Oscar for Best Picture, where you clearly should have swept the whole fucking Academy Award winning show.
Well, the conversation I had, what I ended up saying, though...
I'm missing
it. Say that again?
Why don't animated films go up for other categories?
That last time that
maybe
happened...
Maybe not sound design, but...
How come there's not a separate animated award?
Well, I mean, Ted, shouldn't that have been up maybe for Best Picture just because quirky biopics are a thing the industry fucking loves?
Yeah, if Up can go for Best Picture.
I'm not talking categories, I'm talking about show.
No. Yeah, there should be just a, what do you call it, an animation.
There's enough of them.
Animation is a medium, not a genre.
Yeah, animation should have its own award show.
I don't like the stigma, though, that animation gets, because everyone's like, oh, it's children or something like that. Like, I hate some of the detractors from it, where, like, if there's, like, a cartoon, or not even cartoon, like, any, like, animation film, no matter what genre, whether it be anime or cartoon, that has a serious message in it, or has, like, a heartfelt message, everyone's like, well, you know, it's a cartoon, you know, if they were going for a serious message, they could have just did it in, like, a, you know, live-action picture. I'm like...
Not all the time.
Yeah, that's why I hate some of the detractors that say that. I'm like, you know, just because you can't discount because you when you think of cartoons, you think of fucking Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote. Like, it's, I don't know.
Like, they don't make silly kid movies in live action.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Just like...
Everything The Rock's been in before Fast and Furious. The Tooth Fairy, The Game Plan.
Oh, don't forget the... Thinnamon? I'm allergic to Thinnamon.
Journey to the Center of the Earth 2?
Yeah.
Oh my god, when he started moving around his man pecs.
That was before Fast and the Furious, I don't think, but...
It was about the same time.
Get G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's right, G.I. Joe.
I'm not sure where to count that.
Wasn't he in both of them? Was he in both of them, or just the second one?
Just the second one.
Just the second one. I didn't... Yeah.
I remember watching that Fast movie. I'm like, holy shit, this is actually probably the first Rock movie outside of Scorpion King that I'm like, oh wow, I actually enjoyed it. And this is
I didn't like Scorpion King.
I watched Scorpion King when I was like, how old was it when The Rock was at his like apex like movie star, whatever, you know, movie star. I'm like, oh, this is good. Granted, I haven't watched it since then, so I'm probably going to sit there and I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Why did I like this?
Because he was in the Mummy movie before he did the Scorpion game, right?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
for
CGI.
Like
a few seconds.
Wait.
At the end.
Yeah, at the end.
My favorite, he's got two lines in that whole fucking movie. Haku Machete! Hey. That's it.
Speaking of best promo, there is when what's his face goes. The Hurricane's like, Rock's making fun of him, and you know, oh, are you kidding me? Any superhero could beat your ass. Wonder Woman, fucking Aquaman. Aquaman could call a trout and beat your ass. He goes, there's one superhero I can beat. He goes, yeah, what's that? The Scorpion King. Rock goes, oh, no. He says, Haku Machente. You know what that means? He means, I'm going to beat your ass tonight on Raw. I'm like, I'm pretty sure that didn't say that, Rock, but all right.
I that did
movie
see
didn't
that.
Make any sense. So, because the Mummy movie set him up as like this badass warlord who swept the continent.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The movie ends with him like, I'm going to be the best, most benevolent king.
Yeah, seriously. I'm sitting there like, plot hole.
Yeah.
yes. I was like, why'd you have to make it so obvious? That's rated R movie, and you got this PG-13. He gets the girl at the end. Bullshit.
Yeah.
And then he sleeps with the girl, and she loses her psychic powers, which they totally stole from, what was it, Dr. No? Or Thunderbolt, or whatever. One of those.
The final battle in that movie where he just shot the arrow through me, just felt like, oh, this is so... I'm like, really?
Destroy
for 2 seconds?
Well, yeah! Dude, seriously, didn't it look like that they took that scene totally from Troy? I'm like, what? Like...
A lot
of which movie was first, though, before we go and completely, you know...
I know, because I don't want people calling, no, Troy came out after, so we wrapped off Scorpion King. I'm like, oh, if that's the case...
Happened to me one time, because I was like, hey, Halo with the Flood's totally ripping off Blood Rain, and people were like, well, actually, and I'm like, I'm just saying that it sucked in both games.
I'm like, sorry, guys.
Sorry for being in politically
correct. Yeah, the whole part in Blood Rain where, like, the Nazis awaken these little demons that float around like little popcorn shrimp and then grab Nazis and turn them into zombies, and I'm just like, this is the same thing.
They both equally suck, guys. That's what we're trying to get at here.
Hello.
Yeah.
Scorpion King was first.
Alright, so... Oh, so, wow.
So Troy ripped off the Scorpion King.
Wow, I don't know if I...
Troy was 2004, Scorpion King was 2002.
Oh. Okay.
Alright.
Kind of lost her
spot. So what you're saying is the Scorpion King was D&D the movie to Troy's Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
I don't care. I got this off 5 seconds of Brad Pitt's ass. Come on, Ted, say it.
All I'm saying is that Scorpion King was In the Name of the King to Lord of the Rings.
You know. Did anybody else ever see the D&D movie?
The one with Marlon Wayans?
Yes.
No.
Marlon Wayans playing basically Krillin.
No, no. What?
What?
No, Ryan, I've watched In the Name of the King. Alright?
I actually had enough sense to not do that.
What?
Wait, does anyone know In the Name of the King?
No. Is that Dungeon Siege?
That's Dungeon Siege.
Starring Jason Statham?
Yep. Starring Jason Statham.
I didn't see that.
So you're telling me, Ryan, that he played Krillin in that movie? That's awful. Like, I remember FX, they're showing it. You know how, like, FX has a habit of trying to show, like, shitty movies on Saturday afternoons? So I'm getting ready to go out. So, you know, so I have a movie on in the background, and all of a sudden, like, I see, like, Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Evolution. I'm like, you know what? This isn't even I'm like, you know what? I changed the channel. I'm like, this isn't even worth having as background noise.
No, it's really not.
Anyway, it's good. My friends and I saw that in theaters, and that's the only reason it was enjoyable, is because it was like six hardcore Dragon Ball fans just riffing, like riff tracks on the movie the entire time.
I like the last Dragon Ball Z movie, though.
The same thing happened to me.
Battle of the Gods?
No, Superman. Man of Steel.
Oh, yes.
No, but the same thing happened to me. I actually downloaded the Xfinity app onto the iPad. So I'm just like, oh, live TV, let me see what's on FX. Dragon Ball, okay, let's just close that.
Yeah.
I switch it. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather watch, like, Hunting and Fishing on ESPN2 than watch this Dragon Ball rather... movie.
I would rather watch golf.
Was it a Dragon Ball Z or a Dragon
Ball? No, Dragon Ball. It was called Dragon Ball Evolution.
It was just called Dragon Ball Evolution.
It was called, why the fuck did we make this movie?
It's okay for them to make a Dragon Ball Z now. Yeah. If they were to make it now, I think it would be, like, obviously a thousand times better.
Do you know what it's called?
Well, if they were to make it with a budget and people who cared.
Do you know what it's called, Ryan? It's called, let's see how many dollars we can wring out of these stupid fucking Dragon Ball Z fans that paid to watch this shit. That's what it was.
Who's seen that fucking movie, though? Like, Goku was Gohan from the end, from the Buu saga. Yeah.
I saw it, like, when it was on FX, and I'm glad I didn't, like, pay for it in any way.
Why was Goku Gohan?
I don't know.
High school and the pretty but tough girl, it like, vexes me, and
well, again,
I
they
my
did,
powers.
It did say Dragon Ball, so Dragon Ball,
yeah, like,
Goku's supposed
that
to be...
That characterization of Goku was Gohan. Like, he was one superhero costume away from being Teen Gohan.
True.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And the fight against the bullies was the best choreographed battle in the entire film.
And plus, if it was Dragon Ball, they're supposed to make him way younger than that. So, I don't know what they were going for.
Wait, was he the great Saiyan man, right?
Gohan.
Oh, Gohan was the great Saiyan man, yeah.
Okay.
And they actually put that character into the game.
Yeah.
Which was terrible.
Nothing beats Dennis Hopper as Bowser in Super
Mario. Oh, God.
What about Robert Patrick as whoever the fuck he was in the Double Dragon movie?
Oh.
Yeah, that was awful.
All right, so guys, we
wasn't Alyssa Milano in that movie too? If my mind serves me correct,
she was. She looked like
with the dyke haircut. Sorry,
with the
short lesbian haircut.
No, we call that the boys
to
don't
find
cry.
A more politically cut. Correct way to phrase that. We call it, I know we have listeners.
We call it the boys don't cry cut.
The boys don't cry cut. There we go. Oh, single white female haircut. How about that?
I think it's safe to say the Glee.
Well, I think it's safe to say that Ted's probably going to cut that part out.
Nah, I'm going to leave it there. Guys, it's
after you. That's why.
I think the point where you cast Scott Wolf as your martial arts icon, you failed.
Oh my God! Yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. I want to go with Billy. Fuck, I don't remember or care. I think it was Billy. No, Jimmy. Which I don't remember which was which. The other was Mark Dacascos. Which
I'm totally sorry I brought this back up. Everyone, it's like having post traumatic stress. You're just thinking about it, like, oh God.
All right, guys.
Do you guys remember the dark times of the Fist of the North Star movie?
What's your favorite song?
I'm cutting this off.
What's your favorite show?
Oh, I didn't get that.
What's your favorite movie?
Oh yeah, we did.
Cut
that off.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, what did you guys do?
I just turned in a tally.
Yeah. You guys want to get high?
So this is like the last
one. Did
anyone do anything besides, you know, John and I going to see an awesome movie?
Again,
what'd you guys say?
Like I told you off air.
Lego movie.
It was awesome.
Oh, okay.
I enjoyed the ending. I did not see the ending coming. I won't spoil it for you.
Yeah.
When it went all Toy Story 3 on you?
Yeah, I did not see that coming. I was like, oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm
sitting there and I'm like,
now
I'm going to
be thinking about
Toy
Story.
Then the ending happened. I'm just like, heels train inbound.
Oh, seriously. Because I thought they were going to go for this typical, like, this typical ending. I'm like, all right. I'm like, you know what? This is better.
Actually, you know what? You guys go ahead and say it, because it's going to be wild before I see it.
So, spoilers.
Good.
We're
going to
say spoilers.
Mitch isn't here, so.
Yeah. Mitch saw it, so.
Oh, you saw it? Okay, let's go.
Yeah, because like I said.
Go ahead.
Like, I thought it was going to be, like you said, that typical generic ending, and then that happened, and I was like,
all right, so
what?
Basically, what happens is the bad guy. Yeah, spoilers.
It's basically like Will Ferrell.
Wait. The bad guy steals something called the Kegel. With the Kegel?
The Craggle.
The Craggle.
The Craggle.
Something. Cool. I thought he was holding his pee. Sorry. the Craggle, which turns out to be Craggle, like a super glue.
Crazy glue.
Yeah.
So with some of the letters scratched out.
Yeah. He's going to, what do you call it? And he's going to basically freeze all the people of the Lego City.
On Taco Tuesday. See, even the ending, I didn't get that, because like when he did Codename Taco Tuesday, I'm like, all right. And then like when that scene came, and like I was like, oh, everyone Taco Tuesday, I'm like, oh shit, it all came full circle now.
But so
right?
So the bad guy's going to do that. The only person who can save them is the guy who finds the top to the super glue, to the crazy glue.
Okay.
All right, and that's Emmett, and it
holds the missing piece of a Praggle.
And he, what do you call it, it gets stuck, the crazy glue sticks it to his back.
Okay.
So, throughout the pretty much the whole movie, he's got the cap to the crazy glue stuck to his back.
I'm a stool who wants to sit on me. Oh yeah.
Can we also interrupt and point out that this movie co-star is the incomparable Liam Neeson?
Liam Neeson plays good cop, and then his cock plays bad cop.
Yeah, basically. bad cop and like opposing Batman. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
Ra's al Ghul.
Yeah, seriously.
Really?
I said, you know what I said to Ted off camera? I was like, when the whole Star Wars part, when they got Harrison Ford in on this, and I'm sitting there and
Billy Dee Williams.
And Billy Dee, like, when Will Arnett plays like Batman, I'm sitting there, like, when I see, you know, Han Solo, I'm like, all right, they're going to have someone who sounds like it. Then I say, I'm like, holy shit, props for them to get fucking Harrison Ford on board for this. Like,
right.
But, like, I was so upset. I told Ted, I'm like, you know what would have been awesome if they actually signed Christian Bale on to actually do the Batman voice? Though Will Arnett did do a great job as Batman.
Yeah.
I only work in black. And very dark gray.
Sometimes. Very, very dark gray.
Yeah.
I love his fucking, his
Ryan, voice. Are you about to be arrested?
No.
Did I just hear sirens?
No, only half of them.
Yeah, there are sirens going by. I don't know what that's about.
I love his song where he goes, was it, being rich helps sometimes, or kind of helps.
So back to the story. Emmett.
Oh, no.
He's falling. Fuck.
London Bridge is falling down.
Apparently.
We need some more Craggle.
Apparently. Yeah. So Emmett falls through this, like, portal. And falls into the real world. And you find out that Emmett is basically a character that this little boy made up. And the little boy was playing with the Legos. And his dad is Lord Business, played by Will Ferrell.
Yeah, he's basically, like, trying to, like, make... It's basically, he considers it a hobby, like a collectible. Basically, yeah. Like... Each character stands for basically his son's, like, but I just want to play with them. And, you know, like, everything. His dad's basically, like, kind of like a conformist. Like, no, that's not the way it is. Like, what the hell is this? Like, a space. Because he, like, made random stuff. He's like, what's this? It's like, it's a spaceship. Because this isn't a spaceship. Like, what the hell is that? And this. Like, you know, he's trying to integrate.
Like, the pirate.
What happened?
Yeah.
The pirate.
Yeah.
He's trying to, like, integrate all these parts in together. He goes, no, like, that's the city. This is, like, the Wild West. Like, you can't, you know...
It's also a kind of a generational shift, because yeah. Lego, like, encourages that now. But, like, back in the day, it was very kind of set-focused, and the dad's kind of from that era.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. To me, it was impactful, because, like, I'm sitting there looking at Casey, and we've had this argument.
Yeah. It just... It hit the home, especially the part where his son goes to him and goes, this is what I want to say to you, and then it goes to, like, the Lego parts of them, and I'm like, man, this kind of hits home, like...
That awkward hug between Emma and Lord Business?
Yeah.
Yep.
It was great.
We won't spoil the end.
I am the special. So are you.
Yeah, to me, it went from a good movie to a really good movie right there. That's what that turned into for me, at least.
But tons of fucking laughs throughout the whole movie. Like I said, Channing Tatum plays Superman, and Jonah Hill plays Green Lantern, and their interaction is hilarious.
Like I said,
Shaquille O'Neal plays himself.
Yeah. Oh, they are ready for this. No, one of the best fucking parts, me and Jamie started laughing, like I said, when they go up to the fucking thing and he's trying to talk to all the other master builders, and basically Morgan Freeman's character goes, all right, calm down, sea monster, Millhouse. We just started laughing, like, what the fuck's Millhouse doing? Like, a Lego Millhouse. It just started dying.
Calling out all the people there.
Yeah.
Oh, Abraham Lincoln.
All right.
You know what's great? I love this character because, like, that's totally Andy from Parks and Rec, because I watch Parks and Rec, and I'm like, oh, that's totally Andy. Like,
all right, we gotta keep on going. Anybody else do anything besides Wind Rises and and Lego.
I'm prepping myself for over the weekend. I am going to play Dark Souls.
Nice. I'm about a third of the way through Danganronpa.
Right.
And I kind of had to put Bravely Default on hold because my 3DS charger broke. So I just got my 3DS charge back up yesterday.
All right.
I'm waiting though. I want to see because I hear everybody like Mitch tells me it's really good. And Mike tells me it's really good. I want to see what kind of the hype is for Dark Souls. I'm kind of curious.
We'll play the other.
Yeah, I downloaded DMC and I'm playing that right now. It's pretty exciting so far.
All right.
He downloaded Run DMC Presents DMC. Yeah.
And I'm also going to probably get Metro Last Light, I think it is.
Good game.
Yeah, that was pretty sweet. Good.
All right, so let's move on. I'm not going to play the Playing Favorites song again.
I wasn't playing. All right.
Well, Mitch isn't here anymore.
Mitch isn't here, yeah, so. Mitch doesn't really want to know.
Because Ted wants to know.
Yeah. I'll play it live next time. Yeah. So, yeah, what is your favorite award-winning movie? It doesn't have to be Oscar award-winning movie.
Oh, it could be a Razzie?
Yeah.
I feel that makes it a whole different level.
Oh, my God.
It could be a Razzie. It could be Sundance. It could be Tribeca.
Can I say favorite, like actor or actress or anything?
Sure.
Oh, Sofia Coppola. Godfather 3, you're awesome.
Who'd she play in Godfather 3?
She played, what's her face? She was, what's his face? His daughter.
Godfather 3 was terrible.
Al Pacino. Yeah, she won a Razzie for it. She was terrible.
Oh, that's what it's...
And then she, yeah, that's what the Razzies are.
Oh, okay. The most, okay, got it.
This year, actually, Adam Sandler has been, an Adam Sandler movie has been nominated in every category.
Really?
Yeah. And he's only had one movie, which was Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2, yeah.
Which was what? Oh, yeah. Grown Ups 2.
Which I didn't find bad. I don't know why.
I didn't see it.
It's on Stars right now.
Ted, get out and take it over. No, but I'm trying to think. Favorite award-winning movie?
Award-winning movie?
I have to say...
Someone just recently kind of ribbed on me because I said Queen of the Damned was a guilty pleasure for me. And I was like, I know for a fact you just had a 3-movie still-a-thon. Don't even talk to me.
Oh, wait a minute. So they ripped on you for that? Like, I didn't think Queen of the Damned was that bad. I mean...
It's horrible compared to Interview, but on its own, too bad.
They took two books and did one movie out of it.
Wait, Interview? You're not talking about that new show on...
No, Interview with a Vampire.
By the time it came out, I was in high school, and Korn was my favorite band, so...
Yeah, I mean, the music is fucking awesome.
Interview on Comedy Central, though.
I have the soundtrack still from, which I have to say...
I actually made my own soundtrack off of riffs from the, DVD of all the John Davis versions.
Ah, nice.
Did Grave of the Fireflies win awards? It had to, right?
I'm sure whatever it is they do in Japan.
Yeah.
I'll go with that. I enjoyed that movie.
It's actually a movie that I gotta find for Kylie.
It's a really good movie.
I love that movie.
I think I have it.
Do you have
the English version?
I gotta double check.
Okay. It's a depressing movie. I thought it was really good to see, like, you know, the other side of the, you know, basically the bomb and basically the coming to the end of World War II and how, mm-hmm. like, it affects, like, people in Japan who... It was good.
Yep. No, that's a good one. I have to say, I'm going to go with one that's already been talked about today, Departed.
Damn it.
It's a great movie.
Okay, that's a really good one.
Yeah. Which is actually based on another award-winning movie, their trilogy of movies, Infernal Affairs from China, which won at the Hong Kong Film Festival.
I'm going to go with Braveheart.
Ooh, good one.
Said Braveheart?
Yeah.
That was Best Picture back in 96?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, that was one of my favorite movies growing up.
Which one was the year that was really stacked that Forrest Gump won Best Picture, where it was ahead of, like, Pulp Fiction and Shawshank?
No, I have no idea.
Was it 94? Because I remember that.
I think that's what I was thinking, 94.
Did Face Off win an award?
Was it win a Razzie?
No.
No.
never won an award, unfortunately.
That's surprising.
No Terminator 2?
Terminator 2 actually won for graphics,
yeah,
for visual effects.
It must have fucking won something.
What about Blow?
Nope.
Really?
It might have won something at Sundance, though. I'm not sure. Let me put in Blow. 1 second.
That's fucking surprising. That was an amazing movie.
I'm going to look at IMDb, see if it has any...
Braveheart was...
Oh, no, it does. It's an award-winning.
Braveheart Blow? Was a good movie.
Costume design.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd ever...
Or, no, that's a nominee. What did
find the time of day to go back and watch it, because it's a long movie, but...
Yeah. I feel that way about another one I liked growing up was Last of the Mohicans, and I'm like, I should watch it again.
It won a Prism Award in 2002.
You know,
Blow?
Ryan, that's my mother's favorite movie. She loves that movie.
That's kind of the thing. Like, my mom's a bit of a history buff, and those kind of, like, historical-themed epics, like, she would go see, like, 3, 4, or 5 times.
Yeah.
So, of course, I went, too. So I kind of acquired a taste for them when I was young.
You know, I enjoyed that, too. Being, like, used to being a history major, I enjoy those type of, like, historical preference movies, or I also love ribbing-like movies with no historical accuracy whatsoever. Patriot, but, you know, like...
Only kind of like historical ones that I like are like medieval ones, really. I don't really care for like the Patriot.
That reminds me. I saw Captain Phillips like a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
how was that?
Huh? It's really good.
What was that?
It's a really, really good movie. if Tom Hanks could have been nominated, he would have won for Best Actor. Just for the last like 5 minutes of that film.
Why couldn't he be nominated?
He works with the Academy. So it's kind of like, I'm going to nominate myself. So he's like the president of the actors portion of the Academy.
Mm. I gotcha.
Nick, just say Team America.
No, he said Blow.
Blow. Yeah. I got Blow.
That pretty much, I'm pretty sure that won a few awards here and there.
Won one. The Prism Award.
That's
alright. So now comes the time of the show where we have to say goodbye. To some famous people.
Yeah, what about Scarface?
Who have passed.
Scarface, there we go.
So, yeah, this is So Long, and thanks for all the fish.
I love it. I'm pretty sure a lot of people like it too.
Say hello to my little fish. Okay, no.
He's got a great ass.
That fish has got a great ass!
It had sharks in the video game.
Ooh, yeah!
It's too bad they didn't remake that for the next gen.
Aaron Alston, you guys probably don't know that name. One of the co-creators of Dungeons & Dragons passed. He was 53, so kind of really young.
I can't know if somebody I don't play a game of.
Did he die a virgin? Didn't.
No, seriously, did he?
Not even going to go there.
Wait, this is Left for Ted. We always go there.
Yeah, we always do. I know, we do.
Ted, we're waiting for it. Come on, follow up.
That's the one dungeon he could never...
I can appreciate it.
He never got his dragon tamed.
Oh, he couldn't follow through with his level 69 staff of penetration.
Yes. All right.
Well, that was pretty good. But seriously, rest in peace.
Yeah, yeah, rest.
Also, we have Stanley Rubin. Stanley Rubin.
That's the one down here.
He was a writer for a bunch of shows that, actually, one that you were talking about earlier, Nick, off air. Nick's been watching House of Cards.
Oh,
and he compared House of Cards to another show that's still on the air, Scandal.
Yes.
This guy created Scandal.
Oh, he's the same?
He's one of the creators of Scandal.
Oh, okay. Makes a lot of sense, though.
So he passed.
Damn.
Age 94.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
thing. Wow. Or no, 96, sorry. Age 96.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, good on him.
Seriously.
So.
Well, he made some good ones before he left.
Yep. So, yep, that's,
Wait, did he write all that stuff?
He didn't write it all. He wrote some of the episodes.
He
was a producer on Scandal. And helped create it, so...
I wish I could be like him at 94. I wouldn't even know 96, where the hell I was. 96, dude. I wouldn't even know where the hell I am at 96. If I lived that long.
We're all going to be in an old folks home.
Hey, Ted, what?
Ted, what? I'll be sitting here, shut the fuck up!
Who the hell is this guy? It's Nick. Who?
John, your balls are showing.
That's a great ass!
John, they let black people in here.
Come on, dude. It'll be like freaking 2000 and like what? I don't know. That'll be the least of their worries.
The government's coming to get me. The government's always coming to get you.
Somebody let the gardener in here.
I don't think you know what the year this will be.
I just hope I'm never one of those old people that's in like a comatose state. No, seriously, because it's terrible. Because I remember when my girlfriend's mother went in for like two knee replacements, she went to Whitney Manor over here in Hamden for like, you know, to help recover and stuff.
And then
like you go into the hallway, and there's just this. Every time I went, there's this one elderly lady who's always just staring off into the distance, and I'm sitting there. I'm like, you can't help but feel bad. I'm like, oh god, I hope that's not me.
I will ask someone to murder me before that happens.
For anybody out there, love your grandparents. Tell them you love them every day of their life.
Yeah. Alright, so, on that note...
On that note...
What if...
And then you play them this soundbite.
Yeah.
After you tell that to them.
That's the thing, we're going to be, you know, in our 90s, and we're going to hear that soundbite, and that's just going to bring everything full circle. Like, you guys remember that?
Sparks a memory.
Ted, you shit your pants?
Sitting over here, damn, it smells.
All right, here's my what if. What if that guy from D&D got late? No, I'm joking.
Wow.
The D&D wouldn't be created. What, the time paradox? No, but,
Without D&D, no Dungeon Siege. No, in the name of the king.
What if bootleg sodas didn't exist?
Then I would not have anything to drink right now. Thank you, Diet Dr. Thunder.
Like soda.
You go into Stop and Shop, they got those C&C or whatever that crap's called. And then he's got the Stop and Shop brands and on.
I want the Stop and Shop brand or the store brand like cereals. Like, all I can think of the store brand cereals, the friggin'
Fruity Rocks.
It's Family Guy one. Their food. The one with Tony the Tiger. I'm trying to think. What if? All right, let's just do an Oscars edition of What If.
All right.
What if Leo actually won an Oscar? What would you guys think?
World would explode.
Do you think that would actually like? I'm guessing from would that make his career? Or do you feel like that needs to be the last part to make like his career? Like, how do you feel about his career with it or without it? Or you know. Maybe this is
I actually think that if he won the Oscar, he'd just stop trying.
You think so?
I think so.
He'd just mail in every performance.
Where is it? I actually have it here. No, that's not it.
Well, that's what I thought.
Oh, good for you!
This one just... Bradley Cooper didn't win.
Oh, God.
Bradley Cooper was up for an Oscar this year.
For what?
Did he win?
For what?
Shit. For American Hustle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. He was in that movie. Eminem won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's
true.
That
is true.
Eminem has won. Eminem won an Oscar, and Meryl Streep has only won one Oscar. And it was after Eminem won his.
Seriously, Eminem has an Oscar and Leo doesn't.
Yeah. So obviously...
Right, that does sound pretty atrocious.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty fucked up, right?
Just let that sink in.
Think about that.
That wigger from Detroit won an Oscar over...
I like that wigger from
I'm friends with the Oscar that's under my bed.
Leo doesn't have one. He's giving me head.
Did not expect that. Did not expect that. All right. Now that song's in my
head.
He
still hasn't gotten paid from the Departed.
Stop. No more.
He's like, you better lose yourself in the... Oh, sorry, wrong one.
Yeah, he won.
Yeah, so on. Yeah, so what would you guys what do you guys think? Do you think an Oscar needs to validate his career, basically, or do you feel?
I don't think it needs to validate his career as much as it needs to.
I don't think it would have done anything for him. I think he's already recognized.
Yeah,
and all that.
He isn't recognized. I think what would validate his career if he did a movie without Martin Scorsese. That seems to be his one downfall. Like he's just like Gangs of New York, Aviator, fucking the. Jagger.
Shutter Island.
I like Jagger. It was good.
There's another bad, what do you call it, movie? Shutter Island.
Shutter Island.
That is a horrible fucking movie.
I already said I stand, or actually, I sit corrected. So, get over it.
All right.
Nolan film Inception.
Oh, yeah.
Inception.
I liked Inception, too.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that was...
But no, you need to...
No, because I was trying to think of Martin Scorsese films that Leo was in. I was like trying to go through the most recent
Games
ones.
Games of New York, Jagger, Aviator, and then Wolf of Wall Street, and The Departed.
Shutter Island too, right? Wasn't that Scorsese?
And Shutter Island, yeah. So yeah, Leo is like Scorsese's go-to boy, and he really shouldn't be.
So you think he has to get rid of the Scorsese crutch, basically?
Yeah, pretty much. Scorsese didn't win an Oscar until fucking Hugo.
Mm.
All right, he won the Departed won an Oscar, but Scorsese didn't win a directing Oscar until Hugo, I think. So let's put it this way. Let's get your three favorite directors of all time. Usually people will say Lucas, Spielberg, and Scorsese.
Or Kubrick.
You can take out Lucas and throw in Kubrick. You can take out Spielberg and throw in Coppola. Alright, those are interchangeable. But Scorsese is the one that stands out, as always, being the constant.
That's true. Yeah, because I feel like... When you talk about those first three, I feel like the odd man out right now is kind of Lucas, just with the fact that I feel like Vince McMahon right now is what Lucas was back in the day, where he just needs to stay far away from his creation as possible as he did it. Like, I feel like Lucas the last couple of years really kind of tarnished this thing. Like, I feel like he's like the odd man out. Like, he can be the interchangeable third one. Like, you can put Kubrick in, or you can put
Coppola
in his place.
Yeah. I mean, and that's just of... But that's because the other two... Like, Scorsese's the only one still doing fucking movies.
Yeah.
And Scorsese's always trying to put out that Oscar movie to get him another fucking award. And it's never gonna happen. But I think the problem is that he's always throwing Leo in there. Because Leo is so versatile.
Yeah.
That he could do pretty much anything. Leo's got to go back to his roots. He's got to do,
Titanic 2.
No, not Titanic. I'm talking about Basketball Diaries roots.
Django.
Django, he was just having fun. That wasn't even a movie that he was... He wasn't doing that as work. He was just like, I want to play a character where I can just have fun. And
he
just play him as...
The movie at first.
Yeah, he didn't want to. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson had to talk him into that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was one of those things. He just had fun. You knew he wasn't there to work.
Still was good.
Yeah. But, no, I think he needs to go back to his Basketball Diaries days to win an Oscar.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Basketball Diaries. Yes, that is a fucking awesome film.
Yes, it is.
And it was a TV movie.
I know.
It was for HBO.
I was like, what?
Yeah.
Do you think you could get away?
I'm surprised that didn't win.
Speaking of a movie like that, do you think
I think got an Emmy.
It's got an Emmy, but not an Oscar, yeah.
Do you think he'd get away with playing like, say that you switched roles with Jerry Maguire and you switched Tom Cruise with Leo. Do you think he could get away playing a role like that if you wanted to do something?
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it'd be better? The movie with
Leo? No, I think it'd be the same.
Oh, yeah?
It might be better, I don't know.
Might be a little bit better.
There might be like some more...
But there's not...
Acting that might be...
Leo's desperation is completely different from... Tom Cruise's desperation. Tom Cruise, when he's like desperate in a movie,
yeah,
it's like, oh my god, he's a little fucking bitch.
Yeah,
Are you gonna cry now? When Leo's desperate, he's just like, I feel this guy. This is a strong guy who's down on his luck. I want to be like that man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Wouldn't it be better Wouldn't Jerry Maguire be better than if you play replace
because
that?
You can't.
You just sold me on that. Like, why?
No. But you can't have that in Jerry Maguire. In Jerry Maguire, it has to be that soul crushing. This guy is this big guy.
Yeah.
I can step on this motherfucker, and you need that kind of, you know, below every man, and then rises back up to the same status as everybody else or higher. Where Leo can't go to that, place where he's below everyone.
So
unless we're talking Basketball Diaries, where he was belowing everyone.
If you're thinking
about, he brought himself below everyone.
He was belowing everyone.
Oh, if you're thinking of
okay, got
Ryan, what's your opinion on this all? You're quiet over there.
On which one?
On Leo. Like, how do you feel like with I guess this what if might be like a Leo perspective on his career or whatnot, but yeah, what's up?
I think the man's acting, well, I guess, I think it's kind of like wine.
Because I think of like, with Leo,
I think he was decent when he was younger in some roles, but I thought he was a little bit overrated. In his defense, every kind of fresh-faced, in an artsy film kind of kid is overrated because everyone's looking for the next, megastar.
Yeah. Well, you're right, though, because I feel like you have the same thing that I had with Leo, where, like, his career, had its first peak with Titanic, and then I'm like, alright, and then he did those movies like Beach, Man in the Iron Mask, Aviator, those kind of movies, like, I'm just...
It's
fucking Leo.
I think it'd be fair to say I legitimately disliked him at that point.
Yeah.
But I like when I see his name in a movie now, I do legitimately get excited. I think he's a great actor, and I think an Oscar's got to be coming somewhere in his career. Yeah.
I like how you compared it to a fine wine.
Drugs,
yeah, because I think that might be the case for him.
Too many die too young.
Yeah, because the same. Like you're right though, because even my brother had that same thing. Like, it's fucking Leo. Then The Departed came in. It's like, oh shit, it's fucking Leo. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
That's the same thing happened with Damon as well.
Who?
Matt Damon.
Oh, it's. Same thing happened with me with Ben Affleck. Once The Town came out, I was like, oh, shit, Affleck's good.
The Town is what got me on Ben Affleck.
I always actually liked Ben Affleck, but it wasn't for reasons I could articulate, because it'd be like, all right, yeah, I kind of like Ben Affleck. All right, let's list some movies. And I'm like, shut up, all right? After The Town, it was like, but I actually think, like, after, Ted, you have this perspective too, kind of. After listening to some Kevin Smith podcasts. Well, I don't know, did you ever listen to Jane, Silent Bob, Get Old?
A couple of them.
Not after. Did you hear basically that Jason Mewes, when he got like officially clean, he was in there with Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
Hello, Ted.
Yeah. Casey says hi to everybody.
Hi, Casey.
Hey, Casey.
Give me 1 second to finish what I'm saying. basically, I think that there was a period where he got his life on track, and it really enhanced all of his skills. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like previously, the Ben Affleck who was dating and then not dating Jennifer Lopez and was like binge drinking all the time, he was putting out crap movies. But the married family man who's been through rehab, he's seen some shit. You know?
Yeah.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Well, what I was gonna say is, here's the thing about Leo. Do you think Leo would have won that Oscar if...
Shit, I didn't mean to press it. Sorry.
From the East.
Well, we're going
Is Kevin Smith handling the audio today?
Apparently.
Well, we're going to our friendly neighbors on the east for this question. But no, but here's a retort or a thing for you guys to think. Do you think his Oscar would have... What if his Oscar came too soon? Like, what if... Because he turned down... what the hell is that movie? He took Titanic over this movie. Boogie Nights. Yeah, before Marky Mark got... before they turned to Marky Mark, they wanted Leo to play that. Do you think his... do you think maybe, like, if he... Instead of doing that, you think...
I think
maybe,
we've actually had a what-if about this.
What
if
that's what I'm saying. Like,
reversed.
Yeah.
But I...
No, believe it or not, do you know who they wanted to play that role in Titanic first? Jared Leto.
Who just got an Oscar.
Yeah.
And
that's who won over Bradley Cooper. It was Jared Leto.
They wanted Jared Leto, but Jared Leto didn't return the call. He didn't want it. And then they asked Leo. Leo was their second choice. And if they didn't go with Leo, they were going to ask Matthew.
Oh, really?
What happened?
I just said, oh, really? Like, I didn't know that.
Then they asked Leo, and if it wasn't Leo, they're going to go with McConaughey. Now, can you picture if Leo turned that down? Can you picture Matthew McConaughey in fucking Titanic?
All right.
I can't see him. I can't see it.
Rose, I love you. No.
Draw me like one of your French girls. All right.
I feel as though he would have pushed her in the water and stayed on the road. You know I gotta survive this now.
That's what I love about. English girls.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I wouldn't blame him. Like, yeah, you're right, Matthew.
I know a guy who says he's his own hero. Yeah, definitely he would have pushed her off.
That's what I love about English girls. They keep getting older. They stay the same age. All right.
Can you picture that though? What if Jared Leto was that role? What if Jared Leto was Jack? Do you think we think of look at him differently though?
Possible. No, but Matthew McConaughey, I think, actually would have been an all right choice. I know I'm making fun of him.
Yeah.
Right
I
now.
Don't know.
But,
I can't.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey won for Best Actor this year.
Yeah, but in that movie is what we're talking about.
In a film that he starred opposite Jared Leto.
Yeah.
Here's my big, like...
The Dallas Buyers What If Titanic Club.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the other what if.
Still can't
see. What if Jared Leto actually was awesome in that and he did acting? Will we have no 30 Seconds to Mars?
Mm. No, we probably still would.
Alright.
Think of all the great actors who have awful fucking rock bands.
Star Dog. What the hell is that, Dogfish, or what the hell is that Keanu Reeves one?
Yeah, I don't remember what it was. There's Keanu Reeves. Bruce Willis has his band. Yeah.
Russell Crowe
has his band.
Tugga!
The Lieutenant Dan band from Gary Sinise.
That was awful. Don't forget William Shatner. Motherfucker keeps popping out albums. I don't know how. I don't know why. I don't know who buys them.
I packed my bags last night. Pre-flight. 0 hour. 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then.
Ugh.
And I think it's gonna be a long, long time.
But no, with that whole thing, do you think he would have won an Oscar? Do you think he would have won an Oscar for Boogie Nights, though, Leo? That's the thing.
No.
Man.
I don't think Boogie Nights would have been as good with Leo.
Oh, you think it would have been better with Marky Mark?
I think Marky Mark, yeah, I think Mark Wahlberg. Also, yeah. You know, if Mark Wahlberg and Leo switch places, we would now have Leo in Transformers 4, and that would have been awful.
I think it would have been awful regardless who was in it.
Can you picture Mark Wahlberg in fucking Departed if they switched careers?
No, I would have to listen to that damn
episode. Well, no, Mark Wahlberg wasn't the Departed.
He wasn't in the Departed.
Oh, that's right. What if they swap then, like, characters? Yeah.
They'd still be dead, I think, right?
Yeah,
I totally forgot that.
Yeah, he was in there.
What if he was in Inception?
No. That would have been bad.
What do you mean this is a dream?
Or
what do you mean?
What?
We're falling? What do you mean we're falling?
So that means Leo would be in Ted? Can you be...
That would have been weird.
Yeah, it would have been weird.
I don't know how it would have made it, but it would have definitely been weird enough for me to watch it.
Yeah,
she has a real white trash name. Keep going. Tammy Lynn.
I'm not gonna lie. If he did Plain Ted, I would actually watch it. I would say, still, I'm like, what? Leo's in this fucking movie? I gotta see this.
I would think it would be the oddest movie I'd seen him.
Yeah. I want to actually see if he can actually pull off a movie like that. I'm like, all right.
I would be very interested.
I would. I'd be curious. I'm like, all right.
All right, let's move on.
Well, then again, I have been surprised before. Tom Cruise in Tropic Thunder.
Oh yeah, that was a shock for me.
That was awesome.
That broke my world right there. I was like, what is going on?
So let's move on because we don't have a lot of time, guys. We gotta move on. It's almost time for the next podcast. So let's get on to Movie-rama. We're gonna skip. Trailer talk because it was just Transformers 4.
What you gonna do when Movie-rama runs wild on you? Time constraint version, brother.
Alright, so we have our first look at Grant Gustin in full Flash headgear. Not the rest of the Flash costume, but just his head. He's got a chin strap, so.
Really? I just got doused in gas. Hilarious.
All right, so
I'm level 5 Super Saiyan, guys.
Okay. So we have they hired the kid who's going to play young Bruce Wayne in what do you call it, in Gotham, the series that's coming. Also, it's the kid from Touch, that one from the spinoff of To Catch a Predator. No.
What? Oh, the kid that couldn't talk?
The autistic kid from Touch. With
he's playing him?
He's going to be playing young Bruce Wayne.
Oh, wow.
And then a brand new newcomer, I can't remember what her name is, but is going to be playing a
bit older. It'd be nice to hear what he sounds like.
Yeah. But yeah, they also cast Selina Kyle, young Catwoman.
What is this on?
For, Gotham.
No,
Huh?
What is it coming on? Like?
Next year. They're just doing the pilot. Okay. Right now.
What's it going to... What network?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Fox.
Yeah, what network? Yeah, that's what
it'll be on Fox. Let's see. ScarJo is Preggo. So, I guess Hawkeye really doesn't miss. I love how I put that on there and people were just like... Ryan was like... Bdoom-tsh. And then people are just like, what the hell are you talking about? I'm just like, okay, you guys...
Yeah, they don't know.
Yeah.
It was wasn't packing blanks jokes, people.
Yeah. So...
It means he went in with no condoms.
There's a big gap that we're leaving.
Scarlett Johansson is pregnant, so she's going to start doing all of her scenes for Avengers 2 now. So she can get all of her scenes done. No word on who the father is. I don't know.
Is she married?
It's me, Mario. I don't know.
Mario Luigi's the father? What?
She was married to Ryan Reynolds. I'm not sure if she's married now.
It's going to be the best.
She didn't marry me.
They got divorced a long time ago. And we have physical proof that Human Centipede 3 is in development. God help us all.
Wait a minute. Wait. There was a second one?
Yeah.
Wait, yeah, what?
It might still be on Netflix.
Yeah, there was.
No, thank you. I'm fine.
Yeah.
It's just like that Dragon Ball movie. It's not meant to... I'm not watching it.
It's not meant to be.
So, let's see. Let's go into releases. DVDs, 12 Years a Slave, Cold Comes the Night, Philomena, The Grandmaster, Old Boy,
now, whenever
The Last Days on Mars.
Wait a minute. Old Boy's out already?
Yeah, on DVD. Huh. Yep.
Not watching it.
And then box office this weekend, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
I was
going to
say the Grand Putin.
I thought, yeah, I was going to say, he made a movie too, jeez.
It's a movie about him just shooting gay people.
Oh, you mean what was going on in Sochi that whole time?
Yeah.
2.5 hours.
The Grand Piano. It's a grand time for movies this weekend.
A grand old time.
Yeah. So, we also have Mr. Peabody and Sherman, which I guess is a movie. I want to see
that. Really?
Wait, I guess.
Did you just say that you wanted to see that?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, God. Why?
I don't know. Just wanted to take a look.
Hey, Nick, can you come here for a second?
No. I would have never got caught by that combo.
this 80-year-old Nick.
Then also
Street Fighter reference.
300 Rise of an Empire.
You know, here's why I feel.
I'll watch that too.
Here's my thing with 300. If that movie came out like 4 years ago, yeah, I could see it. I figured there's 4 years too late trying to capitalize on that movie when that whole
they did take a little while.
300 Sin City type of like thing was kind of hot at the time. I'm like, like kind of got missed the boat there.
Yep. Yeah. All right, Ryan, your turn.
Okay. Video game releases: Hatsune Miku Project Diva F for the Vita. South Park, The Stick of Truth. Anybody got that?
No.
Mitch has it, and it's actually pretty good.
From what I heard, like, if you choose the Jew class, you actually get discounts at stores, which I thought was hysterically... which was funny beyond funny.
That's awesome.
That's what I was told as
well.
Do you
get a bag? Do you get a bag of gold?
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
If you're Jewish, it's called guilt.
I'll ask Mitch about it some more. He's been telling me a whole bunch about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to get it. I just couldn't, like, afford it this cycle.
I'm going to get it, too. And I hear you can go around the town
the
of South Park
Dead
and stuff.
Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2.
What?
Walking Dead Season 2, Episode 2.
Clementine. What the fuck was that? That sounded like the governor, like, trying to turn on Clementine.
What? And why you always gotta go dirty, huh?
Did you not hear what he said?
Come here, Clementine.
I think he was accusing Lee of being inappropriate.
No, not Lee, the governor.
The governor.
I heard a bad Lee.
Thank you. Oh, okay. Thank you, it's a bad Lee.
It was a bad Lee?
That's what you were shooting for? Okay.
I don't know what the hell I was shooting for.
To me, it sounded like the governor.
All right, here's my Clementine Walkers. There we go. There's my, there's my, there's my Walking Dead, guys.
I can't do either.
Walkers, we don't kill the living. Anyway. F1 2013, whatever the fuck that is. Atelier.
It's probably Formula
Esha
1 or something.
And Logie. Ted, what the fuck is this?
I have no fucking clue.
Say that again?
Did you say Loghain as in Taron Loghain?
So he said Logie.
No, I wish. Anyway,
I'm just noticing that doesn't even
apparently Ted wants to play the Arkham Knight trailer.
I did, but I don't think we have time.
You said F1. Is that Formula 1?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm assuming.
All right.
It's fucking given no one.
F1 2013.
As long as it's not
NASCAR. I'm going to throw it up there. I'm going to throw the trailer up on the blog so everyone can watch it.
Okay.
But we actually watched it before we did the podcast over here.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, yeah, so as everybody knows, the... I want to say the third, but technically the fourth Arkham games coming.
Yeah.
The third developed by Rocksteady and like in their continuity.
Okay.
And Kevin Conroy is back as Batman. It will not have the multiplayer from Origins. I think it's a bit of like a Treyarch Infinity War kind of split where they don't give a shit what the people who made the game that they didn't make put in their game.
So are they going to pretend like Origins never existed then?
I think it's in the continuity, the gameplay, like, it's not going to have the multiplayer mode, but Rocksteady never had multiplayer in their fucking Batman game.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Exactly.
Wow, you have everything on that fucking thing. Do you have the boing? Please tell me you do.
One second.
Continue as they look for their...
Yeah.
Continue, Ryan.
Yeah. Anyway, so, as we discussed previously, Wii and DS Wi-Fi is, like, cut off.
Yep.
And there's a rumor going around now that it's actually because apparently Wii and DS's servers were run partly by technology owned by GameSpy. And GameSpy was picked up by a studio called Glue Mobile, which is, like, the worst fucking company.
Man.
They made, like, the freemium RoboCop game, I believe, recently.
Hasn't been a good couple of months for Nintendo, huh?
No.
No. So, there's a statement from Glue, apparently. This isn't a direct quote, but basically they're like, some motherfuckers were putting out free Wi-Fi connections when they didn't have the right to.
Are
assuming that they were referring to Nintendo.
Wi-Fi connection.
Am I the only one that, like, is getting these, like, eerie, like, like Sega thing, like flashbacks coming on with Nintendo right now, where I just hope they don't slowly die into nothing more than like a third party contributor.
Well, unlike Sega, Nintendo has like a shit ton of money.
That's true.
They could literally fail for like another two straight years before we need to worry about that.
Yeah, you're right.
So we'll see. But yeah, so what it seems like is that Glue was like, you guys, now that we own this technology, we're going to need money for you to run DS Wi-Fi. And then Nintendo was like, nobody's playing Mario Kart 7 anymore. Or not Mario Kart 7, not Mario Kart DS.
Yeah.
And like Smash Brothers Brawl and Mario Kart Wii, like those are the main like affected titles. And like whatever Call of Duty games that they had on the
Wii.
Wait, like,
did you just say that Brawl was affected by there not being Wi-Fi?
Well,
I think Brawl was equally affected by there being Wi-Fi.
It's a fair point. Like, you have to ask yourself what is lost. In my personal opinion, the only thing you really lost here is, like, Pokemon titles. Like, Pokemon Black and White 2, you can't battle online anymore.
Yeah.
And those are not old games.
No.
So, like, but aside from that, like, I don't think anyone's really playing hardcore competitive Mario Kart DS anymore.
Nope.
So, yeah, I don't know. We got the new Xbox One title update coming up. And they've promised a whole bunch of features, like party chat is on by default, and you can chat with friends playing different games. Easier friends list management. You can see a list of recent players. It's going to have that big Twitch TV update where you can just Twitch stream whatever you're doing.
Yeah.
Some other like techie things that I'm going to skip, like, you know, like volume up and down adjustments and 50 hertz output to the Xbox. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Smart Glass is going to have updates.
The government is still watching us.
Sweet.
The what?
The government is still watching us.
Oh, yes. It's
pretty dark.
Support for new Xbox One accessories, like headsets and stuff. Oh, that new button. It's probably about that new remote.
Yeah.
The new DVD remote or whatever. Browser improvements. Did you know the Xbox One had a browser?
Yeah. I was trying to stream some...
Who would browse on their console?
I was trying to stream some movies that I could legally stream. For Nick.
Does the Xbox One have Flash or
HDMI 5
support?
Did you try to put my name in there?
For, it has HTML5 support.
If we did do
if I did stream illegal movies
like, I don't know, the Lego movie, I would totally help my friend Nick watch the Lego movie because he hasn't seen that.
If I had a friend named Nick.
I don't feel like I exist.
If I had a friend named Nick who was black.
My name's Nico.
I'm not sure if this counts as gaming news or not, but Disney laid off 700 employees.
Disney?
Really?
They say they are focused on getting profitability and sustained profitability and scalability.
Do you know what departments?
Oh, so they released all the minorities then.
Because, like, they own, like, a lot, so...
So, wait, what happened?
Also, did they... I believe Eidos Montreal laid off a bunch of people.
Because, like, they own...
All I'm thinking is that, like...
Speculatively, because people think the new Thief kind of sucks, apparently.
I'm thinking that Disney, like, Walt Disney actually woke up out of the cryogenic sleep and just went, are the Jews gone?
I had no idea.
And then they fired all the Jewish people. Alright, moving on.
Jack Tretton has stepped down as Sony America CEO.
I was going to go for the Walt Disney the anti-Semitic group.
What would that mean for Sony?
I'm not actually... Apparently it was like a mutual agreement and a high-ranking exec has taken over, and I don't know what this means going forward for Sony.
Okay.
Cool.
But I don't know. I guess it'd be kind of like if Reggie were just like the bounce from Nintendo.
Okay. Yep.
go on.
That's about it.
Yeah.
Alright. There's some, like, screens from Dragon Age Inquisition, but I'd rather, like, throw that on the page than try to, like, direct you guys to your
Yeah, Dragon Age.
So, I think that means,
I have yet to play Dragon Age 2. How is it?
Depends on what you're looking for.
Alright.
It is a pretty good WRPG made by BioWare.
Okay.
Kind of Mass Effect style. It's got a fantasy setting.
Alright.
So I think
that's Dragon Age 2, it kind of blows.
Okay. So basically,
if you take it on its own merits, it's actually a pretty good game.
Oh, okay.
And it does have some nice throwbacks if you do a save file import. Like, characters will legit show up and talk about your choices.
Oh, nice.
But it's not like Mass Effect level, because you're playing whole different characters.
Yeah.
So it'll be like Leliana will show up and, like, reference, like, I was quite close with the warden. You're like, because I slept with you.
All right. Hey, John.
I'll make the short speed.
What can I say? What can I do to make you understand?
All right, this is probably going to be a short turnbuckle. All right. All I have to say about it is, Raw in Chicago, the crowd tried to hijack Monday Night Raw after, you know, the whole outrage of Batista, Randy Orton, main eventing WrestleMania, their boy Daniel Bryan not going to be in the main event, and CM Punk walking out. So here's my whole turnbuckle thing in one review. So let me get this straight. You're going to hijack Raw by, you know, chanting CM Punk and doing what you want. You paid the WWE money for the tickets to get in. You paid the general admission, you paid for the merchandise in the thing, and you paid for food and stuff. Here's a thing to hijack a show. Don't go. Don't give WWE your money. Fucking idiots. Don't go. You think, like, if I'm Vince McMahon, you think I'm gonna give a shit? Like, oh, look at these stupid fucks chanting CM Punk. Haha, I already got their money, those assholes. Like, don't go. Don't watch. That you hurt them through their wallet, not by chanting for CM Punk or chanting for Daniel Bryan. That doesn't mean shit because you fucking gave them your money anyway. That's the turnbuckle. You tried, Chicago crowd. You tried. And you kind of failed.
Agreed.
The Punk. I did like how they were just like, they started with the whole, you know, oh, CM Punk is... No, CM Punk's not back. Oh, Daniel Bryan is now CM Punk. That's basically...
Yeah.
They turned Daniel Bryan into CM Punk.
That's just basically... Don't watch Monday nights. Don't watch. Don't go to the show. You're going to send a bigger message to Vince McMahon, a bigger message if he sees a lot of empty seats on a Monday night, and then...
It's not good for television.
Yeah. Exactly. The stupidity of wrestling fans sometimes boggles my mind.
Yep.
There you go.
Alright.
Well, that's the end of our show this week. So I guess you guys can come back next week and...
Whoa.
Ooh,
I have a tale from the east.
You have a tale from the east?
You have a tale from the east? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Alright, let's...
The attack on Titan Burger has been released and it looks horrific.
What?
Attack.
There is, in Japan, an attack on Titan Burger.
Really?
Basically, picture the Wendy's Baconator minus the bacon times, like, three.
You're right with Baconecker, because that's the, like, that's where all the fat goes after people eat the Baconator. But no, you're, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, I want to throw in, Bob, I think you're spot on with that, Ryan, with that whole thing with the whole Dragon Ball Z thing. Because I don't know, it's like, I can watch old animes where, like I can get into Cowboy Bebop and Big O, and, or, like, yes, called, like, certain seasons of Sailor Moon to me, I'm like, yeah, like...
Yeah, the nostalgia.
Yeah, I could get into it for it, but, like, just, like, sometimes with Dragon Ball Z, like, I have to take it show after show, like, episode after episode, because sometimes some of it just doesn't hold up for me. I'm like, ugh, or, like...
I think the manga is actually pretty good, but the anime has, like, some splotchy areas.
Yeah.
Yeah, for those at home, the conversation referencing, I had this kind of angsty post because just people on the internet are crazy.
The internets?
And, like, to be clear, I wasn't talking about, like, people who have a preference for subs and dubs or whatever.
Yeah.
But there are people who have, like, a strong vocal preference for, like, subs or, you know, like, a new Shonen anime comes out and they're, like, overly critical of the dub. Like, they think the Death Note dub sucks when it's actually not a bad dub at all.
Yeah.
Like, any name change Death Note or is any awesome. Actor who doesn't sound, like, perfect, they're super critical. And then you mention, oh, yeah, I watch Dragon Ball Z dub, and it's like, well, Goku sounds like a woman, and these changes were necessary for the market. Like, this complete, like, 180 when you're talking about that one show they first watched.
I just can't stand, though, the Dragon Ball Z where, like, they cut out the violence and, like Dragon Ball Z's on Sunday mornings, so I cannot legit watch them. Like, oh, this isn't the Dragon Ball Z I know and love.
Well, that's because that's a four kids edit.
That's
so
true.
Four yeah. kids plus Dragon Ball Z. That's insane.
Because I'm sitting there, I'm like, why is Mr. Popo purple?
I fell out of love with Dragon Ball Z a long time ago.
Blue.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's four kids. Four kids only. Like that actual edit. Like there's a TV edited version on Nickelodeon, and then four kids further edits the Nickelodeon version.
Yeah, because I don't know that like. Yeah, like some of it just doesn't hold up. It's just like anything. Just like with pro wrestling, when I can go back and watch the Attitude Era. Like I know people go back and love it nowadays, but there's certain segments. Like I could go back and watch a Raw from '99 when some of that shit does not hold up. I'm like, ugh, that I thought that was funny. Like, ugh.
That is the awareness that I am looking for out of my peers.
Yeah.
Like, there is nothing wrong with having liked it. There's nothing wrong if you still like it.
Yeah.
But you can go back and just say, like, this was from that era.
Yeah.
Not necessarily, but there are too many people who kind of act like the thing they were watching 20 years ago was amazing.
Oh, no.
Like, I grew up on Transformers, and I'm a big Transformers fan, and I'm going to go see Transformers 4, and I don't care what snobs tell me that I enjoy horrible entertainment for it.
Yeah.
And I can still watch the 86 movie and think it's amazing. And when I throw on G1 Transformers Season 1 on Netflix, I'm kind of like, this is fucking rough. I'm glad my 5-year-old's enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
And my 5-year-old looks at me and he's like, can we watch Transformers Prime? And I'm like, okay. I'm not going to sit
I'm
there
kind
and
of
like, oh, the old Transformers cartoon was the pinnacle of entertainment and you should be watching it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just the same thing where I hate it when people are like, hey, GoldenEye still holds up. Get the hell out of here. Like 85%.
Oh.
I'm like, get out of here. Like 85% of the Nintendo 64 game library doesn't hold up. Get the, like.
I'm kind of glad Disney dropped Naruto, at least, too.
Yeah.
Ted. Yes. Perfect Dark. Totally playable if you're playing with a friend in co-op or if you're doing versus. Throw that in single player. Tell me it's not a little rough.
A little rough?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I played it in single player 0.5, which is where you play with Dave.
In other words, Dave clears your levels for you?
Yeah, well, where you're just like, you're sitting there going, yeah, I'm going to play this game, and Dave's just like, I'm finished with the level already. I'm just like, dude, I haven't moved. Like, what the fuck?
I kind of did Star that with Fox. Pacelli, but it was intentional. I'm Fox, like, I need to unlock weapons. Pacelli, you've already blown through the game, so you're going to load in with me and do the shit, because I don't remember where anything is, so I haven't touched this game in like 10 years.
And 64 also had like the worst sports games ever. And it had like NBA courtside with Kobe Bryant on the cover and stuff like that.
I don't blame you, because recently, season 1 of the Kanto League, you know, the Indigo League from Pokemon went on Netflix. So I'm like, oh, awesome, Pokemon. And then I like popped
oh,
in.
Yeah.
And then I like popped in like the first episode. I'm like, oh my god, some of this shit does not hold up.
Can't play those old wrestling games anymore.
Initially, it's like, I want to be the very. And you're like, I'm a kid again. And then like the episode starts, and you're like, oh wow. 1990s cartoons.
I'm sitting there like, shit, man, I'm dated. But, yeah. But no, I don't blame, like, from video game wise, I remember, my brother getting Max Payne 3, so I'm all like, yes, and buy Max Payne 3 because I play him. Like, I remember Max. I'm like, Max Payne 3 is fucking awesome. So I bought Max Payne 1 and 2 on my Xbox, like downloaded them for like 20.
I know where this is going.
To $20 both. And I remember popping in the first Max Payne, like, Jesus Christ, this game. The graphics are kind of rough looking on this.
I just had that freaking moment on my iPad when Rockstar released Grand Theft Auto 3 and Vice City, and I bought them because they were like $5 to show support.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't actually really get around to playing them, but I was like, man, if they put out San Andreas, that's going to be amazing. And then they did, and I played it for 20 minutes, and it was like 2 months, I think, 1 or 2 months after GTA 5 came out, and I was like, I can't do this.
Like, I could still play Max Payne 1 and 2, but, like, I'm just, like, watching him, like, oh, my God, these graphics don't hold up. And the face that Max Payne gives, it looks like he's trying to pass a kidney stone with pride. Like, shit.
That's what's so great about, like, the 16-bit era, is that style of art is still kind of a viable art form, and yeah. So they tend to hold up. Like, that PlayStation 1 and 2 era, like, Metal Gear Solid is a classic game, and I could still blow through it, but those graphics, like the no mouths, and yeah. It's fucking silly.
It really is.
Metal Gear Solid. Oh, my God.
It really is, though. Some of it just doesn't hold, or, like, I'm trying to pop in, like, Parasite Eve, or, like, what's another
game? Oh, my God, I know. I'm like... I love that game, but, I had this problem. I started playing Final Fantasy VI and Final Fantasy VII simultaneous a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And I had to stop with Final Fantasy VII.
Or I...
Like, but six I could still play. Like, I restarted that game recently when it came out on iOS.
I restarted 7 as well.
I can't play 7, but, like, 7, the Lego graphics and...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Nobody seems to agree with me with this, but I feel like the game has, like, some slight lag, as if the engine hadn't been fully optimized for all the... You know, all the 3D polygonal graphics going on.
I agree with you, because I just recently beat that game.
No, I don't
believe... You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know, like, exactly what you mean.
Every time you do an attack, it feels like the characters are like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'll do it. And then they go and...
Or it's like the thing where it's like, attack. Wait, what? All right.
But no. You go to do a limit break, and it's like, let me charge up first. This must be Dragon Ball.
I was the same way.
Especially, like, it's like I was playing FF6, and then I also, on PSN, I got, like, Chrono Cross and FF9. So just seeing Square at the height of their power, and then going back to when they first started the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Like, 7? Seven's a little rough.
Yeah, 7 is definitely rough.
I was the same way, though, when I popped in Silent Hill recently. The first one, I'm like, oh, this is good. We're getting nostalgia times. And then I'm like, man, why is Harry Mason made out of toilet paper? It's just like,
oh, man, throw in, like, Resident Evil 1 or 2, and it's like, these games are classic, and fuck me.
Yeah.
Guys, we gotta end this podcast.
All right.
Yeah, before we go total nostalgia.
All right. So, we will see you guys, you know, next week. Well, not see you. You guys will hear us next week.
Tune in.
So,
we will talk at you next week, and hopefully you listen.
Yep, and as always...
No, remember, whenever you're feeling down... Repeat to yourself, you're good enough, you're smart enough, and doggone it, love you.
And also, if you have any questions, any queries, anything, you want some help with something geek-related, you know, give us a call, send us an email.
We'll answer your questions and solve your life's problems.
Yeah, hey. So send us your emails or give us a call, l4tpodcast@gmail.com, or... 203-747-TED5.
Here's something for you. Here's a question I want to put up. Today I just offended the gay community with that awesome thing. Who do you think I should offend next week? Blacks, Asians, Latinos, or white people?
How about all of the above?
Or all of the above.
Answer the question. Call us up. Let us know. See you guys.
Late.
Bye.